So, Greater Boston has taken a major step forward in returning to its status as a player in artificial intelligence. It's a $400 million research institute in Kendall Square, and its head, the founder of Waltham's Boston Dynamics, envisions a global hub where robots and AI meet. Scott Kirstner of the Boston Globe toured it recently, joins us as we continue to cover technology. So, Scott, you know, I want to get to this robots and AI thing, but I want to start just with the idea of what potential does this Boston Dynamics AI Institute have in just changing AI in general? Is Boston on the cusp of changing the world of AI?
I think this is really more about building physical things, machines, robots with AI intelligence into them. And I think even just in saying that, it's going to sound scary to a lot of people.
Yes.
We can talk about that. And, you know, you were just playing, you know, the song Money. You know, part of what makes this important is that Hyundai, the South Korean automaker, basically wrote a $400 million check to create this new institute. And so that's a lot of money. They've already hired 150 people to work there. They've announced that there's going to be a branch located in Switzerland, and they're taking over four floors of office space. So all of those things signal that this is likely to be something pretty significant.
Okay, so just to clarify for folks, it's run by Mark Rabert, one of the founders of Boston Dynamics. It's not actually Boston Dynamics. This is a separate institute. And this has got those kind of the vision of being, like you said in your reporting, like a Bell Labs, that research institute that invented things like the transistor. So they're really looking at taking what the area has done in robotics and applying AI to it. What does that mean, right? 10 years from now, what might be possible or gets invented that we only imagine in sci-fi now, Scott?
Well, I mean, if you want to look at it through the non-scary, non-Black Mirror lens for a second, you know, Mark Rabert talks about, he's been working on robots that can walk and move around in the real world since the early 1980s when he was a university professor. And so one thing he talks about is watch, understand, do. And the idea there is that robots today, most of them in manufacturing or industrial settings, you need to program them. You need a sophisticated programmer to tell them what task to do. And if you want them to change to do a different task, you need to reprogram them to do that task. And what watch, understand, do means is like, hey, I could watch you, Tiziana, if you're working on an assembly line, the robot should be able to look at you putting, objects into a box, understand what you're doing, and then repeat that task without any programming. So that's one idea.
Okay, Scott, I will admit, and we're speaking with Scott Kirstner of the Boston Globe about this research institute that's been funded with $400 million in Kendall Square. I go Black Mirror kind of fast, right? You give robots the ability to watch and understand what somebody or something's doing and then do it themselves. Given the lack of sort of ethical infrastructure, how does one not go Black Mirror on that, Scott Kirstner?
Right. And robots deciding to replicate and take over all the jobs, or suddenly becoming the overseer of the humans, you know, rising through the organizational ranks. They're better than you, Tiziana, but putting objects into the box, and therefore they're going to be your manager. It's hard. I mean, I don't think we understand, well, what is the boundary of a robot that adds productivity? And you know, technology, whether it's Bell Labs or whether it's water-powered textile mills, technology has been increasing productivity for hundreds and thousands of years now. So how do we keep it in a lane where we feel like they're developing stuff that will increase productivity? There are lots of jobs where it's very hard to find humans to do them today, or there's lots of turnover among the humans you hire. And so that's one area that roboticists will say, hey, working in an Amazon warehouse in the month of December, we can't find enough people to fulfill those orders. So let's have robots do it. One of the things that's interesting about this new institute is they hired a woman, Kate Darling, from the MIT Media Lab, specifically to focus on the ethics and societal impact of AI and robotics. And how do you create a lane that's going to have them doing good things and not running amok, taking over the world, becoming our robot overlords.
So the last thing I want to talk to you about on this, Scott, you know, in covering tech over the last couple of years, one thing that's become clear to me from people on the show is Massachusetts has a lot of talent in this area, but we've ceded the center of gravity in artificial intelligence to the West Coast. You seem to think that there's potential to both maybe bring some of that back here, but really to also revitalize Kendall Square in some ways with this research lab. Tell me about that briefly.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, just to oversimplify, divide things into two categories. You know, there's pure AI software like ChatGPT. I don't think Massachusetts is particularly strong in the software side of AI, but where this new institute, if you think the other category is robots and physical things that are going to be able to do stuff in warehouses or in retail stores or other places, in robotics, we have a real strength. And so this new institute is trying to say, let's leverage a lot of the great potential and upside of this new AI software and kind of wrap it around robotics. Massachusetts is really strong. You know, we have Amazon Robotics here, which actually produces every warehouse robot that works in an Amazon warehouse here in Massachusetts. And so I think those two categories are helpful, you know, thinking about robotics and AI as two separate things, but this new institute trying to kind of wrap AI technologies around these physical robots that have to navigate the real world.
All right. Boston Globe correspondent Scott Kirsner. Always interesting to learn from you about this, especially the intersection of tech and Kendall Square. Thanks so much.
Thank you.